Siberia, the Holy Russian Empire. The people who exist in this shantytown do so under the most primitive conditions. There is no electricity, no running water. The huts are grouped together behind a wall cut from the surrounding trees. The smallest hovel belongs to Father Sergei Ryshkov. It is a miracle to see how the old cleric is still able to function. His walk reveals the numerous wartime and post-war injuries. The handshake reveals that all his fingers have been broken. His attempt at a smile reveals that those teeth, not black with decay, have been knocked out a long time ago.
In order to understand how we became a religious state and how that state began with a man like me, you have to understand the nature of our war against the undead. As with so many other conflicts, our greatest ally was General Winter. The biting cold, lengthened and strengthened by the planet's darkened skies, gave us the time we needed to prepare our homeland for liberation. Unlike the United States, we were fighting a war on two fronts. We had the Ural barrier in the west and the Asian swarms from the southeast. Siberia had been stabilized, finally, but was by no means completely secure. We had so many refugees from India and China, so many frozen ghouls that thawed and continued to thaw each spring. We needed those winter months to reorganize our forces, marshal our population, inventory, and distribute our vast stocks of military hardware. We didn't have the war production of other countries. There was no Department of Strategic Resources in Russia, no industry other than finding enough food to keep our people alive. What we did have was our legacy, a legacy of a military-industrial state. I know you in the West have always laughed at us for this folly. Paranoid Ivan, that's what you always called us, building tanks and guns while his people cry out for cars and butter. Yes, the Soviet Union was backward and inefficient, and yes, it did bankrupt our economy on mountains of military might. But when the motherland needed them, those mountains were what saved her children.
He refers to the faded poster on the wall behind him. It shows the ghostly image of an old Soviet soldier reaching down from heaven to hand a crude submachine gun to a grateful young Russian. The caption underneath reads, "Dyadushka spasiba." Thank you, Grandfather.